Brady the Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298 CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel hailing the success of its defenses in the face of that unprecedented attack this weekend by Iran.
Israeli officials say they and their allies have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward their territory. Officials also say Israel has sustained little damage. But tensions remain high. This amid fears of further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. 8 people shot, including a young girl who died in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side last night. The 7-year-old girl was shot in the head. A 1-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy each shot multiple times. At last check, they were listed in critical condition at the hospital. This is SRN News.
Brandon Tatum doesn't see hope in the next generation.
Maybe other generations were doing this. I find it more apparent in young people. They're unequipped for success in America. They do not know how to multitask. They do not know how to think on the go. They're unequipped. And I think it's the lack of fathers, the lack of leadership and mentorship.
The Officer Tatum Show, afternoons at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage, because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called a confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
Pro-Life Across America. With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
What is dadication?
People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
World of Aviation is paid for by Thunderbird Aviation.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc. You know, the best inventions come from someone saying, there's got to be a better way. Well, this morning's guest did exactly that. Michael Schweiss began his manufacturing life making the Schweiss chicken plucker. On the suggestion of a friend, Mike saw the need for a better hangar door. And that's when Schweiss doors literally opened. But before all that, this Hector, Minnesota kid took his first plane ride in a Cessna 172 and went on to acquire his private license at the Litchfield Airport. And this all leads up to this week, when Mike will be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame, and that's going to be next Saturday. Mike, welcome to the World of Aviation.
Good morning, everyone. I'm a little hoarse after a week-long cold.
You get those spring colds, and it drives you crazy. I'm glad yes. That your voice is somewhat back anyway.
Yes, thank you.
You grew up in Hector, Minnesota, and how old were you when you went for a ride with Wally Mersch in his Cessna 172?
Oh, I probably was 23 or 25 years of age.
So you weren't a youngster. Had you been interested in flying when you were younger?
Well, I had four or five neighbors around me that were doing aviation, and I never thought nothing of it because I was a farmer milking cows and, tried to diversify.
Sure. 1991, you got your license, your private license at the Litchfield Municipal Airport. I'd love to ask this question. What do you remember about, first of all, the first time you soloed? What harkens back to that?
The first time I soloed, what was really, it was really a different feeling. My lady was Mindy Deason, and she jumped out of the plane and said, you know, you're off, go ahead. And I couldn't believe how much faster the plane took off the ground, and it was just like I had my wings. And it was really a shock for me. Otherwise, you're used to that same old weight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the instructors, they know when you're ready, don't they?
Yes, I think they do. But maybe she was just trying to get rid of me. I'm not sure.
I doubt that. What kind of plane did you do? Was it a 172 that you learned how to fly when you were training?
No, it was a... It was a Cherokee 140.
Ah.
Cherokee 140. Go ahead.
After you got your private pilot's license, did you think about going on to your instrument rating or commercial or any other ratings?
Yes. Yes, I did. I had my I'll back up a little bit if you don't mind. I was manufacturing doors, and I had some installed trucks that I had purchased from my local bank, and I was making payments on them. So I went in one day, and I said to the banker, and I said, I'd like to buy another install vehicle, you know? And he said, okay. I says, you've done pretty good. You made your payments, son, you know? And I said, good. And then as I was walking out the door, I leaned on the wall, and I says, I forgot to tell you, by the way, this pickup is going to fly. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I'm buying an airplane. And it was only $17,500. And he says, you come back here, son. You come back here. He says, he grabbed out my financials. He says, I'm going to have to get a hold of the bank board and tell them what you're up to. And I said, okay. And at the same breath, he pulled out my financials. He says, you know, I'm going to share something with you. He says, I can tell you how you can make more money. And I said, okay, I'm all ears for that. And he says, you should lower your advertising budget and that'd give you more bottom line for your financials. Oh, okay. And so a day later he came back and he, the board approved it. And, I went home and I cranked up my advertising by the statement that he made.
Oh, I thought he said to lower your advertising budget, but he
yes,
said to he raise
did.
It.
I went home and did the opposite.
Your gut was telling you something else. Did it work?
I mean, it worked. It worked. And that's a whole new story in itself.
Well, I want to hear more about that. It's simply because it sounds like you've got this gut that has much better ideas than the bank did. So you increased your advertising budget, and at this point were you making the doors, or were you still involved with the chicken pluckers?
I was. I started out making chicken pluckers in 1980. I was to a wedding dance, and this guy came up to me, and he was from my local town of between Fairfax and Hector. Fairfax, I claimed at that time, and he says, "Your name is Mike. You'll build anything." I says, "Yeah. What do you got in mind?" He says, you should build a bifold door. I said, what's a bifold door? He says, come and see me next week. And we both, this is about 10 o'clock at night, and we both went out to the dance floor, and we danced, and he didn't come back. He died on the dance floor of a heart attack an hour and a half later, dead.
No.
And
no.
I could never speak to him again, and that bothered me for quite some time. And 6 months later, I kept saying to myself, what else could I make? Because back then I was at a very young age and I had energy, and so then I quit feeling sorry for myself and said, "Well, damn!" And he told me what I should do, and so I researched out the bifold doors and made my first one. And 6 months later, and that was off to the war.
So you're one of these guys. What was that TV series where the guy could? He could build a 747 with only a paperclip, and you sound like you're one of those guys.
Well, yeah, I was willing to take the challenge on anyway. And when you're young and dumb, you don't know the difference, and you don't know what the end is and where it's going to lead you. But I just kept pushing forward.
Why? What year are we talking at this point where you start thinking about bifold doors and specifically hangar doors? What year are we talking here?
It was 1980.
Wow.
And the interesting thing about that, I started in 1980, and I didn't even realize. I mean, I grew up on a, you know, ag community, and to this day I've never moved, and I've been here 71 years. And so I was somewhat sheltered, you know. And there was a friend of mine named Marvin Nelson, and he manufactured Loftus farm equipment. And he kept telling me, he says, Mike, you got to go to Oshkosh. Well, I didn't know what Oshkosh was. And he told me 1 year, the second year he told me again, I says, you know what, I'm going to go home and sign up for it now. And so I went home and signed up for Oshkosh, and that put me into the real world of the aviation. And that's when I was exposed to the aviation world.
When you would look at hangar door, well, I want to go back. Let's back up a little bit. First of all, what kind of airplane did you buy after you had gone to the bank?
I bought a Cherokee 140.
Nice.
And then another interesting thing in the purchase of an airplane, because I'm used to farm equipment, milk cows and chicken pluckers. And I bought it from this gentleman, and I've learned the hard way what TT meant. And TT means total time. and all these planes, they fly forever. Every pilot says that all these planes will fly forever. But what they forget to tell you that they got to get an annual, and you got to have a inspector that's going to check off your engine of what the total time is and when your recommended overhaul is, and the analyzation of the engine. So I bought my first plane for $17,600 or $17,400, and took it in for my first annual, and I found out that I needed to stick another $10,000 in it. That's when I learned what TT meant. And so I'm a slow learner, but once I get it, I keep moving forward.
Now, the bank told you to cut back on advertising, and my gut, and 53 years in the broadcasting industry, I'm surprised that he told you to do that, and you increased your advertising, and apparently that was the one of the keys to your success.
Yes, and then I can go on and share one more story that's kind of crazy. I have no formal education. I graduated a senior in high school and went home, and I grew up on a family farm of 10 kids, and my mother raised us out. My dad got killed in a tractor accident on our family farm when I was 8 or 9 years of age. And so we stayed and did the chores, and I seen in the neighborhood evolve and whatever, and I knew that if I had an older brother that was active in farming, and I thought, well, if I go off to school to be somebody, then I'm going to lose the chance at the family farm. And I thought to myself right then and there, I had to make a decision. And it was a big decision, stay here and farm and milk cows, and I increased the dairy herd, and all my friends went off to school to be somebody. And here I sat on the family farm, and, you know, when you're 18, 19, 20, and all your friends are out doing their thing, going to college, and, you know, here I'm on lockdown because I had a responsibility of the dairy cows. And, well, then an opportunity came up. I don't know what year it was, but I signed up for a small business management class where the instructor would come out one day a month, and you'd go to a night class for 2-3 hours. And I'd go to the class, and I'd take my paper and pen, and if it was interesting, I'd write a note. And if it wasn't interesting, I'd write a note of what I'm going to do the next day so I didn't fall asleep in this class. And one of the first visits he came out, he brought a newspaper out, and he had 2-3 of them. And he was doing the averages on what people do on advertising. And it said his thing that he was cramming down my throat, 2%, 2%, 2%. And so then I continued through 4 years of class. And I found it very beneficial. I got to meet other businessmen that were trying to, or young people that were trying to be somebody. And I wanted to sign up for the fifth year because I enjoyed it so much. And he says, I got to tell you something, Mike. And I said, what's that? His name was Dean Otto. And he says, Mike, I got to tell you something. You know, when I first come out to you and I brought you the magazine and it said 2%, but he says, little did I know as an instructor, as a professor, whatever he was, he says, how do you get an average? An average is a lot of people do nothing in business, and other people are doing 10, 15, 20%. And he says, do not stop what you're doing.
Incredible. I'll tell you what, we are going to take a break. Michael Schweiss is our guest. He started Schweiss Doors, and we'll have more with Mike. He's being inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame, which is taking place next Saturday at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center. And it's going to be a great night, as it always is. You're listening to the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations in the Twin Cities Metro, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation. There is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. The aviation industry is hiring, and Academy College is here to help you turn your goals into reality. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Select a career-specific course that will enhance your knowledge. If you are an aviation enthusiast, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot Aviation Management or the FAA-approved dispatch course. What makes Academy College unique is they truly want to meet their students where they are. They understand that everyone's circumstances are different, and they want to support you and see you succeed. They can help you achieve this by allowing the flexibility to attend classes in person or virtually. With small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere, it's another way of ensuring that when you graduate, you will be a true competitor. Live up to your potential. The sky's the limit with the support of Academy College. Don't delay. Email admissions at academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 8th.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how crucial flight dispatchers are to the industry. Academy College in Bloomington offers a 6 or 10 week FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems, and performance, along with so much more. The FAA-approved dispatcher course is approved by airlines throughout the industry. Class sizes are limited to maintain a healthy instructor-to-student ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 8th. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Michael Schweiss, and Michael started Schweiss Doors. And I've got to tell you, he went on Schweiss Manufacturing Company, expanded to a 250,000-square-foot facility covering 30 acres, and they produce doors for clients throughout the United States and literally all over the world you'll find Schweiss Doors. And I got to tell you, Mike, your company is well known. I mentioned to a friend I was talking to on the phone down in Arizona, and he said, "Who's the guest going to be?" And I said, "Mike Schweiss of Schweiss Doors." And he said, "Oh, yeah, who doesn't know Schweiss Doors?" So whatever you've done it correctly. Yeah, I got to tell you, every time I hear the term chicken plucker, I was trying to harken back to the song that was, "My old man's a chicken plucker. What do you think about that?" And it was the Smothers Brothers that did that song. and every time I hear it, it cracks me up because the song was so doggone funny.
Yep.
When you were setting up the chicken pluckers, was that about the same time the Smothers Brothers were doing that song, "My Old Man Is"?
Yes, it was. I'm in that same era. And I'm very aware of the Smothers Brothers, and but back when I started, that was my first initial product I ever manufactured. And I always say the chicken pluckers gave me my marketing expertise, jokingly, you know.
Incredible.
And you know, here I'm sitting down a gravel road selling chicken pluckers, 3, 4, 5 states around. and that was an interesting venue. And everybody thought, well, who's going to buy a chicken plucker? And the answer to that is ladies would buy it. Anybody who had 15 birds to 150 birds, and if they had 300, they were up and over the edge. You know, wow. They were in a big scale.
Yeah, yeah. So when you looked at hangar doors, as they were at that time before you started manufacturing Schweiss doors, I opened the show up that, you know, the best inventions are someone in a particular trade who said, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so they came up with a better way. And it sounds like you did that. Now, what sets your doors apart from doors previous to you starting Schweiss manufacturing?
Excuse me. Now, the first doors that came out, and many, many doors to this day are just cables and quarter-inch aircraft cable, and they wrap up on a drum, and there's top drive, there's bottom drive, and there's numerous different ways you can do it. And then we came out with the invention of the lift strap in 1998. And we had to go through all the rigorous testing of, you know, the shielding it and the safety part of it. And that was, and then the other thing, the big unknown, you put these 40-foot doors out there, is this strap going to hold up to the longevity of the use of the doors, revolution after revolution? And you can drive down the road all day long and see semis with tarp straps around the load straps, and you don't see too many chains no more, but you see a lot of straps.
Yes, yeah.
And so we did months and months of testing, and then finally I went up to my salespeople, which was my wife and a couple other guys, and I says, well, how come you're not selling those straps? Well, you didn't tell us we could. So we would sell the first one and said, well, if you don't like it, we'll change it back to cables. And so we're walking on thin ice the first few years until we got a comfort level. And that soon came to us, and then we exploded.
When you say you exploded, first question I have to ask, and we were talking about advertising earlier, how did you get the word out that you were making this new hangar door? How did you get the word out?
I spend a crazy amount of money each month advertising, and then when you go to Oshkosh and different trade shows, the word gets out, and you stop people in their tracks when they look at it. Never seen that before. And that's how I got the word out. It was it's a slow, painful way, but I didn't know of any other way, and then plus the World Wide Web.
Yeah, I would think that really helped you, being on the Internet.
Yes, and the thing is, I sit down in a remote area, and I'm on the, it depends upon which end of the world you're living on, but everybody feels like it. For years, I thought I had to move to be more centrally located, but now really? When the semis go every which way out of my place, I wouldn't know where to move to, because it's all great, and they go all different directions.
Now, are you located in Hector? Is that where you're located?
I'm between Hector and Fairfax, Minnesota.
Okay.
You know, you drive down. Go ahead.
No, I was just go ahead. And see, you were going to drive down where?
Well, there's a little highway 4 between Hector and Fairfax, Minnesota, and you have to turn down an old gravel road to get to my factory. And they come out of this cornfield, and they see this little manufacturing site there, and they're wondering, what the heck are they getting into? And any salesman that comes up here now, he says, you mean you turned your nice fancy car off the tar road, came down a gravel road, and you never brought us no rolls? You know, and now I've got more rolls coming in from the salesman, because I'm jokingly, but at the same time, you know, if you're coming out this far, bring us some rolls. We don't live in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, I look at some of the companies that have purchased your product, and one of them is the New York Yankees. What kind of door did you install? Did you install it, or you just ship them the doors?
99% of our doors get shipped out, and our customers install them. Another unique thing that our company does is me and a team of boys, we write all the manuals step by step. And since I have no formal schooling, there's three ways of writing. You can go visual, or you can go a little bit of words, or you can go all words. And I do a combination just because of my makeup. And I always say I'm a slow learner, but once I get it, and if you don't get it on the first page, I'm going to tell you how to do it on the second page.
Mike, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I want to go back with the question of what kind of door did the New York Yankees buy from you? We'll get that answer. And then there's some other businesses that may surprise people, like NASA. And we'll find out what kind of door you built for NASA. We're talking with Michael Schweiss. He will be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame next Saturday at Mystic Lake Convention and Casino out in Prior Lake. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations in the Twin Cities, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
When you enroll in the Apprenticeship Support Program at Academy College, you will earn as you learn. Aircraft maintenance technicians are extremely sought after right now, and Academy uses the proven approach of hands-on learning in addition to an educational element to prepare you to become a certified aviation mechanic in 30 months. Academy College offers support to those interested in becoming an apprentice and to those looking to hire one. The next open house will be on April 17th. Call 952-851-0066. Mother's Day is May 12th. Celebrate your mom this year by getting her the experience of flight. Book a scenic flight for the two of you over the Twin Cities, seeing the places that have created wonderful memories for you both from above, all while creating new ones. She will appreciate spending time with you and reminiscing while capturing the picturesque scenes of the Twin Cities area. To book a scenic flight, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Hi, John Wichko, owner of Advantage Auto Glass, your local auto glass specialist. Take the hassle out of windshield repair at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
Chips, nicks, or cracks, call Advantage Auto Glass.
When should you start collecting your Social Security? How you answer this question will be the difference in the success or failure of your retirement. Tune in to Money Matters with Al and Mike this week. They'll be sharing Social Security tips with you. From the basics of the program to strategies to maximize your Social Security payments, Al and Mike will help you sort out this important but often misunderstood part of your retirement income plan. Listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, noon Saturday on AM 1280 The Patriot, or call them at 855-231-6010.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit am1280thepatriot.com today.
Spring is here, and it is such a beautiful time to experience the Twin Cities and the surrounding areas from the air. Book a scenic flight with Thunderbird Aviation and take in views of Lake Minnetonka. Cruise over the state capitol and circle over downtown Minneapolis. Fly over your home and take an evening flight and see the lights of the Twin Cities. Just make sure to bring your camera. For more information, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and what better way to celebrate Mom by booking her a Discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie or the Crystal Airport. With this experience, she will take flight with a certified instructor, and she'll even fly the plane herself. As you have flown the nest or are planning to, why shouldn't she take flight herself? To book now, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com.
You're listening to The World of Aviation. Michael Schweiss is our guest. Next Saturday, he's going to be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame. Again, that's going to be held at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center out in Prior Lake. And I don't think you can get tickets after. I think the 12th was the cutoff for that, unfortunately. Or fortunately, if you got them. I hope you did, because it's a great time every year. I always look forward to it. Michael Schweiss, our guest. Mike, okay, the New York Yankees. What kind? Do you recall what kind of door they requested? Was it something that was you had to make custom? Was it a custom door, or was it something that you would have manufactured on a daily basis?
Whenever every door we make, whether you buy a 40-footer or for a stadium, everyone's custom built because they got different requirements how their building is or their structure or their column is. So everyone is custom manufactured. But I don't know, I can't remember if it was a bifold door or a hydraulic door, but every door we build is custom built.
NASA.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Well, I was going to ask about NASA. Excuse me. That was the largest door that you've made?
That was one of the larger first doors I made. And I remember taking a call. The salespeople upstairs said, "Mike, you got to take this one. Will you make a door this large?" And it was 94 wide and 61 tall.
Wow.
And I said, "I never made it that big before." But I said, "I'll give it a try." And how do you price out a door like that? And then thinking back now, there's no way in heck I would have attempted it with cables, with lift cables.
Hmm.
And so I'm going to give it a try. And they said, "Well, give us a price." A couple months later, they called back and they ordered it. And I said, "Oh, shit, now we got to make it."
Hmm. Wow.
And, yeah. So since then, they bought several other doors, and I would call it the SpaceX door. And now we got to call it the rocket door because
wow.
we can't use the name SpaceX.
And this was the NASA door was for the assembly building at Cape Canaveral. That must make you feel awfully good that an agency like NASA and everything they do has got to be so precise that they selected you to build this door.
Yes, and it's a big, and they got probably the confines of where they put the building, and every door does something different, and ours lifted up and out of the way. And I got to tell you another crazy story that it was about 4 years ago, and it's probably been down there 10 years, but they call back one day and they says, "Mike, we got some bad news." And I thought, "Oh no, now what?" And they said, "Well, the rail car left go and it ran into the door." And the rocket wasn't on it, but they said it pushed the door in 15 feet.
Oh.
And they said, can you help us?" They said, "No problem. Plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan A, buy a new door. Plan B, I'll send a team down to fix it up. Plan C is you buy the parts and we'll guide you through it." And they took plan C where they ordered the parts in and brought her back, and it's still working to this day. But I go on to say that the door is strong enough to stop a train.
Doesn't break, it just bends. I love it.
It just bends, yep.
You built a door for the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Shanghai.
Yes.
Do you recall what kind of door you built for them and what the purpose was?
And it was in their lobby area. It was a lobby area where the eating area and let the fresh air in. And yes, that went on quite a few years ago. So we've touched a lot of different operations.
Did they happen to say how they found out about you? Again, it was probably on the internet. Is that the way they heard about you, or is Ritz-Carlton, is that a United States based business? And as I'm saying,
Robin Hole was the man who was the in-between man that got lined the job up, and he was our contact over there. And I got different feelers throughout the United States, throughout the world, of people that deal back and forth with Choice Doors. And so I've got a lot of nice contacts through my 2% advertising, Yeah.
Yeah, you built a door for the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. What type of door did you build for them?
That was a one-of-a-kind where if you put your hand up straight, now push it up and out. It was a hydraulic door, and there was an engineering firm from Wisconsin that said, Mike, I want you to help us out on this here. And we went in and did it. And I went down to view the Guthrie Theater, and I had my install man go down and help put it in. I went up into the, they call it the Endless Bridge, and I couldn't find my door. It was built in so seamless. I mean, it was beautiful. And then every time they opened it, they had to have a man on the left and the right. They didn't want people throwing pop cans out. And it was a different deal.
You built a, I presume it's a hangar door for, I'm thinking Red Bull races, but for Red Bull headquarters. What was it, a hangar door, or what kind of door did you build for them?
There was a 60-foot all-glass door, and that was, if you, and their theme is Red Bull, it was like a rolling, roller skater board ramp, you know? And so when you sit out, they renovated a 1960 building, and they renovated their office space with an all-glass door, and you could see that ramps where the roller boards go over, roller skaters go, and underneath that, that's where they had their desks.
Huh.
And it was an interesting project.
You know, when somebody calls up with an idea that you haven't made before, just in talking, I got a feeling your mind is just whirling, figuring out, what's the best way to do this? You've got that kind of engineering mind.
Well, the thing is, our company goal is never to say no.
Hmm.
And that led us into a lot of corners. And I've got my sales team up in the office. They're doing projects, and we never know how nice they are until the customer sends us pictures back, and we never ask for the pictures back. They're proud of their doors, so they send them back, and that's how we, get informed how nice, how beautiful it is. They make us look good.
Have you ever had somebody request some type of door that you couldn't, you just said we can't do that, or has that never happened?
Oh, it has happened when they really want to go, 200 feet and crazily high, so that's when I it slows me down a little bit.
Yeah. Your manufacturing plant doesn't sound like, for example, Ford Motor Company in Detroit, where they have an assembly line and this is how it's done and there's no other way we're going to do it. You're really flexible, the way it sounds, that you can make changes in your process.
We make changes on the fly all the time, and that's what's unique about us, and that's what's got us into our corners. We have the scrap door. The scrap door came out. And then the Sacramento Kings came one day and said they wanted to order 6 or 8 doors for their big arena they're putting up. And they said these doors aren't going to be normal. Some are going to stand straight up and down like normal hangar doors are. But ours, the next one's going to be, the top is going to be out a foot and a half. So now how do you get it to pull the door in the middle? So I gave them numbers, and I was going to pull it in a way different way than what we ended up doing it, and that's how we came up with the invention of the strap latch. So the Sacramento Kings gave birth to the strap latch.
Wow. Now, I'm just curious, at your home, I presume you have some outbuildings, and I've got a feeling you have the coolest doors of any shed that we've ever seen.
No. My customers do. I get the junk. In fact, I'll go out to old hangar projects. At my earlier days, I'd go out to the hangar projects, and they'd take the sheeting off their old door or whatever it may be, and I'd bring it home and put it on my nice Schweiss door because I was too tight to buy new metal. But now I've changed it up a little bit.
I was thinking that the home we live in now in Colorado, it was a guy who was a contractor and he built his own home, and it's a ranch property, and we have several outbuildings, and we have a couple of them. One is a feed shed, and another I use for a storage shed. But when I look at how this guy built this, the center beam running lengthwise with the roof is four inches wide, and it is 8 inches tall, and that's the center beam. And I the sheds are not that large, and I thought, boy, this is really overkill. But then I thought, you know, they've been here since the 70s, and I don't think these buildings are ever going to fall down.
Right.
And as you've been talking, I've thought, boy, what kind of doors would you have put on these buildings?
And So
you don't get the best, you get the cast-offs. That's funny.
I get the cast-offs, and then I'll get the prototypes. And like we just came out with a door that you can put it on a hunting shack. You can put it on your container you buy, and it's a hydraulic door operated with a drill, no electricity needed.
Wow, no kidding. We're going to take a break. Mike, we're going to take a break, and I want you to paint a picture on the radio for us how that works, where you can use a drill. You don't need electricity. So don't let me forget to ask you that when we come back. Michael Schweiss is our guest. He'll be inducted Saturday into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame. It's going to be held at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center in Prior Lake. And I hope you've got your tickets, because it's a fun night. It truly is. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, two locations in the metro, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation. There is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. The aviation industry is hiring, and Academy College is here to help you turn your goals into reality. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Select a career-specific course that will enhance your knowledge. If you are an aviation enthusiast, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. What makes Academy College unique is they truly want to meet their students where they are. They understand that everyone's circumstances are different, and they want to support you and see you succeed. They can help you achieve this by allowing the flexibility to attend classes in person or virtually. With small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere, it's another way of ensuring that when you graduate, you will be a true competitor. Live up to your potential. The sky's the limit with the support of Academy College. Don't delay. Email admissions at academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 8th.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling, because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how crucial flight dispatchers are to the industry. Academy College in Bloomington offers a 6 or 10 week FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems, and performance, along with so much more. The FAA-approved dispatcher course is approved by airlines throughout the industry. Class sizes are limited to maintain a healthy instructor-to-student ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins July 8th. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Michael Schweiss is our guest, and Mike's going to be inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame this coming Saturday. The Hall of Fame banquet is at Mystic Lake Casino and Convention Center in Prior Lake. Mike, you built doors for the new Columbus, Ohio soccer stadium. What kind of door were they looking for?
I don't even know.
Here's another question for you. When you started doing this, building hangar doors, did the business take off right away, or did it take a while? What was the process for that when you started this?
It was a slow go. You know, the first year or two, I sold one door, and then a second door, then a third door. The trick is I didn't stop.
Yeah.
And now the thing is, like, you know, there's doors that I've got in different corners of the world that I don't even know about unless guys like you tell me, and unless they send me a photo, and then I took a picture of it, and we did a must-see photo on our website. But it's been interesting. You were asking about this little hydraulic door that's a hand-driven.
Yes.
Anyway, so there's a lot of everybody's messing around with shipping containers nowadays, and they got little barbecues going out, and they want to open up the side door for a hunting shack, or they've got an outbuilding, and you don't have power running to it. I had a guy call me from Italy about 4 years ago, and he wanted to sell us these little pumps that are run by a battery backup drill, you know, battery drill, hand drill. And now there's no electricity to it, so it's up and down. And if the battery goes bad, you got a hand crank, so you could get your door closed.
Interesting. You know, are they selling a lot of these shipping containers? I've seen on HGTV and shows like and networks like that where people are building the homes or cabins out of these shipping containers. They're selling a lot of those, and you're making doors for those?
Well, we're entertaining. You know, I got a dedicated page on my website. It's in the early stages of it, but it's on the radar screen. It's coming. You know, you can feel it's coming.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of containers out there.
What is your website?
Bifold.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Bifold.com, and go to the must-see photos, and that gives you a wide array of who, what, and where, you know. And we try to post up two new ones every month of the different unique projects. And what we do is we call the customer up and interview them, and they tell us how it all took place.
If you've got time,
I got to share one more story with you.
Yes,
being this is an aviation show. So you ever hear of a PT-6?
Sure.
Yeah, they're bulletproof. Okay, so I had bought a Cheyenne 3. They're bulletproof. So I had a Cheyenne 3, and I made a promise to myself that I was never going to sit in the front seat of that. I was going to ride in the back with my family. So we loaded our family up and took it to, we're on our way to Ocala, Florida, to see my daughter compete in a horse show. And we had my three-month-old granddaughter with, and the pilot is first time flying it. And I had another electrician friend from St. Paul that was sitting in the right seat, and we had an engine out, and the plane fluttered a little bit. We were at 4,000 feet. He turned around to everybody and said, "Put your seatbelts on." Being I'm a pilot, I looked out the window, and I looked at where the crash site was going to be, and he said, "We're not going to land where we took off, and we're going to go back to Lexington." We went back to Lexington. The fire trucks are there, and the police were there, and the red lights were going. We landed, and the pilot says, "Geez, this thing lands good on one engine." And got out, and the cops come and nab the pilot, and they want to find out, get a police report on it. I went and grabbed my three-month-old granddaughter, and Channel 13 News was there, and they put the old spotlight in my face, and my granddaughter, what are you doing? I said, we're going to go measure up some more doors. And the next night, I told the pilot when we're waiting for another plane to come and get us, I says, could we repeat that again? Because that's some good coverage. You get on always, TV-free.
Well, yeah, always an opportunity, right?
Yes, yes. Free advertising. Mike,
I've got a feeling that, you know, you're always looking for the next better door or the next better mousetrap. Can you share with us any ideas that are floating around at this point inside your mind?
Yeah, I'm working on a new style bifold door, and it's going to give birth here pretty soon. But I didn't build my first one yet, and I think it'll be hot. It'll be good, but at the same time I got to get it through all the quality control and everything. And we don't stop. We're always willing to make changes.
Yeah, I was just curious because it sounds like you have the that next generation door, and it sounds like you're always looking at can it improve, or is it a point where perfection is perfection, and it'll last forever?
You can always do better. And the big thing is. Which is a huge testimonial to our lift straps, is that, you know, you got the Wilson doors, the other brands. Wilson used to go up and down to trade shows with us, and they wouldn't look at the chicken plucker people. They wouldn't look at the chicken plucker people because we were just little farm boys building doors. And little did they know, they got off their high horse of aluminum doors and came back to the steel door what the Schweiss doors were doing. And then I got the privilege of going to their bankruptcy auction.
Wow! Wow!
Go ahead.
Just a quick question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The big thing is now the guys who own the Wilson doors are calling us up for scrap conversion, and that's the best testimonial you can get.
Yeah, the doors that you built for NASA, the biggest doors that you, the largest, I should say, that you've built, little over 90 feet. What do those doors weigh? Do you, off the top of your head, do you recall?
Yeah, they're right at 60,000 pounds.
Wow!
So imagine a semi-load and a half. You know, you're lifting up. Yep. Yeah,
that is incredible. Yeah, enormous.
That's huge.
What for private aircraft? What is the normal size hangar door?
The normal size, when somebody calls for a 40 by 10, I tell them to go to a 40 by 12 because 40 by 12 is standard in the industry for the average aircraft. And then it goes to 42, 44 as you start growing your plane, you know. And what I always get a kick out of people are always trying to sell the door that you don't have to make the building as high. But later on, they don't realize their pocketbook grows and they want to get a taller plane. And now you got a small building.
Yeah,
and shame, and we all hear it.
Yeah, you've got to look ahead, right?
Yes.
Mike, I'm looking forward to meeting you next Saturday at the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame banquet. You are one of the inductees, and it really is a fun night, and I'm looking forward to meeting you and your family. And I thank you for coming on the show. I'm gonna ask you to hang on a second. I'm going to talk to you off air here. But it's been an honor to have you on the show, and thank you so much. A lot of fun.
Yes.
Michael Schweiss, Schweiss Manufacturing. Boy, they've got doors all over the world. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, two locations in the Twin Cities Metro, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie, and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
World of Aviation is paid for by Thunderbird Aviation. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker.
Just AM 12.